Welcome back to Endpoint TV. We're ready for exercise 2 of the State Machine Hands-On Lab. We've been building this ATM machine scenario, and when you think about it, state machines, like ATM machines, spend most of their time just waiting for stuff to happen. And the stuff that they wait for, we think of as events that trigger some behavior. So in this exercise, we're going to implement the card inserted scenario. And we think about what happens when you insert a card in the card reader in the ATM? Well, it could be valid, it could be an invalid card, or maybe we're prompting people to remove the card. So these are the three scenarios we're going to focus on. So when the card is inserted, let's say that the card reader hardware decides if it's valid or not. If it's valid, then we want the ATM machine to prompt the user to enter their PIN number. If it's invalid, we want the ATM machine to prompt the user to remove their card. And at the end of their transaction, we want to prompt them to remove their card. What I have here in the document is a little chart that just helps me to think through my state machine. I have here the insert card state, and when we enter that state, we're going to prompt people to insert their card. When we exit, we'll clear the screen. If there's a card valid event, that the card reader hardware fires this event, then when we transition, we're going to turn on the camera, so we start recording, and we're going to go to the enter PIN state. And if the card is invalid, then we'll just move to remove the card state. And in the remove card state, we're going to prompt them to remove the card, clear the screen, wait for the card removed event, and turn off the camera. Okay, so you see how that works? This little chart is really helpful to think through what you want to have to happen in the state machine. If you want, you can start with exercise 2, which has a begin solution. We're already in the solution, so I'm just going to go from here, where we've got atmactivity.xaml open. All right, so let's go back over here. All right, the first thing we want to do is add some new states. So we're going to drop two new state activities without auto-connecting. So you can just come in with the state machine, you can just grab states and drop them out here. So we're going to drop two states. And then the first one we want to call enter PIN. All right, so it actually doesn't matter which one. I'm going to make this one enter PIN. Okay, and remember that the name of the state matters, must match exactly. So let's open enter PIN. So we're going to drop a prompt activity and set some properties. So if I come back up here, here's our prompt activity. We're going to enter this here. So let's paste this in here and make that a little bigger. So we're going to do line 2, and the text is prompts.enterYourPIN. And transition as none. All right, and then when we exit this state, we want to clear the view. All right, so let me drop that here. Now we want to go back up and set the other one. We see here we want to set the display name to remove card. All right, so let me set that here. Again, the name matters, at least as far as how I've implemented the state machine. And then we're going to put a prompt activity in the remove card state. All right, so let's double click that. Put a prompt in here. And we'll call this prompt remove card. It will be on line 2. And we'll use prompts dot remove card. Nope. We want prompts dot error remove card. Yeah. Important. Let's get that right. Prompts dot error remove card. Although the unit test will catch it for us if we mess that up. Then we want to drop a clear view activity here in the exit pane. There it is. So now we want to create some transitions. Alright, so we need to go back up to the ATM state machine, and we're going to connect the enter PIN state to the insert card state. Now, you can actually do this with a little auto-connecting, if we drop that right on there. This transition will be if the card is valid, right? So we're going to set the name of this transition to card valid. Alright, so if I click that there. By the way, if you have trouble getting these, selecting these things, you can zoom in on the diagram to get the line a little thicker. All right, so let's call this card valid. And one other thing I have found, if you care about the diagram in the state machine, if you use the arrow keys, you will have better fine-grained control over exactly where these things line. You know, if you're the kind of person that likes the arrows to line up exactly, this little initial state, you have to muck around with the arrow key to get it on the sizing grid. And then you can move these around with arrow keys. It's a little easier. Now what we need is a variable. Okay, because when the card reader reads the card, it's going to tell us if it's valid or not. And so we're going to need a card result variable. And so we're going to add this to the insert card state. So if I come over here and click variables, we're going to add this variable named card result. All right, so let's create this variable card result, browse for types. Okay, and it's up here, it's the card reader result variable. Now the interesting thing about this is the scope. You notice that we set the scope to insert card, and from the diagram it kind of looks like the transition and insert card are on the same level, so you might think the scope has to be the state machine. But it's not actually true. The transition is considered a child element of the source state, so it's totally fine for the scope to be on insert card. So now we can open this transition. Alright, so let's close the variables window and double-click that to open the transition. Now we're in the transition designer. Alright, so we want to drop the wait for card reader activity. So we've got an activity that will wait for a hardware event, and so we're just going to drop this in here. This is the triggering activity. So the workflow is going to wait until this thing fires, and so I've got it in here. We're going to set the card reader event to, what are we waiting for? A card being inserted. That's what we're waiting for. And we're just going to give it a nice display name here. Wait for card inserted. And the result will go into our variable that we created, card result. There's a condition on this transition, because a card was inserted, but we don't know if it's valid or invalid. And this transition is only for valid cards. So we need to set this expression. Okay, so what's the expression? CardResult.CardStatus. Okay. I like enums, as you can tell. So CardResult.CardStatus equals, and this is why I like card enums, because they're just so clear. The expression's really clear. Card status is valid. All right, so that's what we want to see. This transition only works when the card is valid. Now, the next thing we need to do, in our scenario, it said when a valid card is inserted, we turn on the camera. So I have an activity that turns on the camera. It's called the control camera activity. So we can put that action in here. So this action will be executed only if we're going through this transition. And what we're going to do is set this display name to turn camera on, so it's real clear what we're going to do. And we just check record. All right, so now the camera will turn on and start recording. Now, the next thing we need to do is create a shared trigger. Remember that we've got a case where a card was inserted. Could be valid, it might be invalid. And in this case, there's one event, the card was inserted, but it has two destinations. If it's invalid, we want them to remove the card. If it's valid, we want them to enter their PIN. The state machine does this with a shared trigger. All right, so it's a little tricky to do this. I drew a picture, put a picture in here so you can see it, but let's go back up here and we'll see how it goes. So if we come back up to the ATM state machine and zoom out a little bit, you see the starting arrow here. What you want to do is mouse over that. You see the little tooltip. I'm going to create a shared trigger. So if I start dragging and drop it on there, now I have a trigger that has a shared trigger. And we want to set this other one to say the display name is card invalid. Okay, and just for the diagram's sake of the diagram, it's probably better if remove is above enter, just for the layout's sake. You know, it doesn't affect the functionality, but something like that is probably about right. Okay, so now we have to configure the card invalid trigger. All right, so I can double click this guy to open it. And so we'll put a condition, card result dot card status equals card status invalid. So this one will fire only if the card status is invalid. Then what we want to do is expand the card valid shared trigger. You notice that card valid is right here. So if I expand it here, you see we get the whole thing. The scenario says the camera should turn on even if the card is invalid. So we're just going to copy that and paste it. So copy that and paste it down here. All right, so when you have a shared trigger, you get your triggers all show up down here below of the destinations they could have in a shared trigger scenario. So one last thing, in exercise one, we just went right on through to power off. We didn't wait for anything. That's why our ATM kind of went straight to power off. But this time we're going to configure to wait for a power off command. So if we go back up here and we open the power off transition. Okay, and now we can drop a wait for transition activity. So this activity has some kind of transition that we can wait for. And so here's the power off transition, right? And we want to just set this to be wait for power off. Okay, and there's no result. We're not going to do anything with the return value. All right, so this way somebody comes and punches the power button and it powers off. And then there's another transition we need to add, is when the card is removed. Okay, so after the user removes the card, we want to go back to the insert card state for the next customer. Right, so we need to draw a handle. And so let's go back up here. And to draw a handle, you see when I kind of mouse around the edges of this thing, I get a little box. It's easier to see if it's bigger. See that? So if I want to create a transition, I just start drawing from there and I drag it over and drop it on a handle on the other box. Okay, we're going to call this transition card removed. All right, so let's set the name, card removed. And then we want to drop a wait for transition. Okay, so once again, this is something the hardware tells us. And we want to wait for the card removed event. Okay, and I'll call this wait for card removed. And there's no condition on this transition. Once again, we're going to control the camera. This time we're going to turn it off. All right, so if I come down here, we'll drop a control camera. And we'll say turn camera off. And record is false, right? So that will turn the camera off. Then what happens after you enter your PIN? Well, later we're going to implement more stuff, but for right now, what we're going to do is just return back to the insert card state. All right, so if we go back to our state machine, you see this state has to have a transition to something. Right? So what we're going to do is transition back to the insert card state. We're going to name this transition PIN entered. I like to give the transitions a name that matches, you know, what happened. All right, so the PIN was entered. We're going to go back to insert card. So at the end of this whole thing, we should have something that looks roughly like this. I didn't add the transition. We have to add a transition. Wait for keypad enter. And the display name will be wait for PIN entered. All right, so set that up. Okay, so you should have something that looks roughly like this. Again, the visual, you know, display is not super important. It just gives you an idea of what the lab should look like. All right, so next thing we want to do is just build this. So we come back to our test list editor. This time we're going to run exercise 1 and exercise 2. You can see in the exercise 2 tests, I test what happens if you insert an invalid card and what happens if you insert a valid card. And so let's just run a test here. I see that all three tests are passing. Let's go on to the manual verification. All right, so in the manual verification, I just give you some steps to do and what you should see. So if we come in here and run our application, let's power it on. See, it's asking us to insert a card, so let's put in a valid card. It's now prompting to enter PIN, that's good. Let's enter a PIN. It went right back to the insert card state. Great, that's what it should have done, and we power it off, and we're good to go. All right, so the state machine is totally working, and that's the end of exercise 2.